Here's the kickoff. Nice kick. Getting to the third row of receivers here. Number two, and it's locked down. We'll see number two for the... Oh, great. It's not in numerical order.
Bring them about down on the 25-yard line here. Is where the
McBride.
For those study drives.
Yeah, go ahead. Village is up here stealing some of my orange slices. So first and 10, no score. Just underway. 11:55 left to play here in the first quarter. Stayed out with the ball right on the 25-yard line. From the shotgun, we have trips to the right, one wide out to the left.
Yeah, I think we'll see a lot of trips here tonight.
He keeps it up the middle. Just as we were just saying that Clayton Summers is their leading rusher. Here he carries for the first time tonight. And he's going to pick up about three, four yards on that one. 3 yards, going to be second down and seven. Second down and seven. We're just underway. Not bad. Summers now, he's back in that shotgun again, and we have the same formation with a trips right, wide left, and he's going to keep it again. And this time he's going to
get it. Thanks, Sheriff recovers. Sheriff's going to take over here on the 30-yard line.
Wow. Did you see who picked it up?
I couldn't. It looks like the quarterback just popped it up. There was no really any collision or anything. He just kind of made a move, and ball came out, and I want to say T.J. Hawkinson jumped on it, but I think
it was either that or Charlie Palmer.
All right, well,
we'll go. First and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers. Ball is marked on the 29-yard line. First possession for the Chargers. From the shotgun. What's the matter?
They got their D-backs up tight on T.J. Hawkinson out wide. They might look to take advantage of that early, and they do.
Back to pass. He's looking down the corner, and it is incomplete. They were trying.
Yeah, they're trying to go to TJ right there. They're not going to be able to do that. We're going to throw that up all day. They got their defensive back uptight, pressing TJ Hawkinson out wide with no safeties back or anything.
That was Jacob Phillipson who did a beautiful job of defending that and almost had the pickoff.
Pass is a little underthrown, but
Twins left, and now handoff up the middle. That's Anderson.
Yep.
And a great cut to the right, to the left, to the right. Finally brought down at about the 18-yard line. He's dug up for a first down, man.
Yep. He has a great move. He has some of the best feet, saying last week. Just sees the field well, able to hit the holes hard and keep his head down and feet moving.
So the ball is spotted on the 17-yard line. First and 10, no score. 11 minutes left to play in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, Fidel copped it up on the second play from scrimmage, and now man in motion. Back to pass. Quinn, and the ball is knocked down. You know, I did the same thing when his brother was the quarterback.
Dalton?
Yeah, when Dalton was the quarterback. I never called him Storm. I called him by their first name. I've been close friends with the family. They played tennis for me, and so... I know when they go to your brother, I'm not going to call him Lang either. I'll be calling him, you know, Derek with the ball. I have a hard time with TJ. All right, so one man in the backfield besides the quarterback, and this time they're going to give it on that runner and across, and he keeps on his feet. Nice job of moving forward on that. That was
Derek Lang, I think.
Is that Derek?
Yep.
That was Derek. Look at the grass. He got up and he's got a piece of turf stuck in his face guard right at the top, and he doesn't know it.
Daryl Sanders in the game right now, but he was another one they were saying before the game was kind of battling an injury.
Well, third down and 9. Ball on the 16. Back to pass. Quinn Storm dumps it off.
Good
man up the middle, and it's in for a touchdown.
Down Hawkinson.
Yummy! Touchdown, Sheridan. Touchdown, T.J. Hawkinson, and that is a Summers Insurance touchdown. I got it here. Sorry, I'm still getting my stuff down here, okay? Summers Insurance touchdown gives Sheraton a 6-0 lead with 10-10 left to play here in the first quarter.
A great pass, drop back, beautiful. Pressure on, looked off one of the receivers, saw T.J. over the middle.
High snap. Kane with the ball, and he tries to get it out to the right side, and it's an incomplete pass. He had to come up and get that. He almost found Hawkinson. No. We got five, less than 5 minutes in the book, and Sheraton's got the lead 6-0.
That's a good start.
That's a good start. Maybe we ought to wait another 50 points. Wouldn't that be nice?
We will see.
Yeah, we probably, here comes Dylan is getting on that bike again.
They said he has a little, his groin's been bothering him all week. Hasn't practiced.
Look at the cheerleaders. They've got one of the girls by the ankles, and they were swinging her back and forth. Is that a
pendulum swing type of? Mercedes
Michael, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tough to get old, man. gone for 3 months. So, kicking off again for the Sheraton Chargers.
Kicking off from the left hash here. It's a little unusual for us.
Edward Rodigan. And puts his hands up. He kicks it. It's long and overhand. He's taking at the 15-yard line. Now the 20, the 25 still on.
Uh-oh.
Got some room to run. He's at the 30. And finally, he's out of bounds at about the 35. That is
brought down by Ethan Downing.
Good job, Ethan. Trying to see who the running back was. That's Grant Sherman. Oh, no, it wasn't. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. Trips right, exact same formation. Trips right, wide left. Only the quarterback in the backfield. They're going to go with a screen pass off to the near side, brought down by Quinn Storm. And a nice job of completing the pass. Number 22, that's Clayton Summers. Am I confused here? Am I mixed up on who's who? I think I am.
Okay, I'm looking at the JV.
Am I looking at the JV? Am I?
It doesn't say, no.
No, okay.
This one is.
Okay, now Twins left. Nobody right. We got somebody jump, but there's no, yes, there's
flag. A late flag.
Now the question is, did we go back into the backfield or, you know, cross the line?
I think we did, unfortunately.
Was it on us?
No.
Call it on Seidel. We jump first, but you can jump.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but then
just gotta get back
on the near side of the line.
One thing Sharon did a pretty good job of last week also, limiting the penalties.
So 6-0, 9:19 left to play. Second down and 11. Ball's on 32 for Seidel. Now a little different look. Twins left, wide right, one man back in the backfield with the quarterback.
Oh,
kind of a different look for them. They hand off up the middle, and that's number 25. That's Dylan Coffin. And Coffin was stopped dead at the. Did you like that?
Yeah, Coffin dead.
He could be the spokesperson for Peace Box. All right, twins to the right. Trips to left. And now they pass over there again and brought down. Lang is in on that one. And Nick Ryan is in there. Quinn Storm, all the usual suspects. Are you surprised, knowing that Quinn is down a little bit, to see him playing both offense and defense?
Yeah, I kind of am, but I think he's only, you know, he's just as vital on his defense as he is on our offense. And Seidel's going to come out passing the ball a lot. And
we have something happen out here, and they're marking off some yards against Seidel, and I think we've got
a hole.
Okay, so third down, 15. Ball's out on the 27-yard line. 8:25 left to play. Seidel with the ball, and they have got 73 yards to go. to get it into the end zone. Way to our left. To Seidel's left. Okay, back to pass, and he's going to get, oh, he got pounded, and it's intercepted by Quinn Storm at the 30, and he falls forward as he's being tackled to about the 26-yard line. So, and I mean to tell you, that quarterback got popped.
That was actually, that wasn't Somers, that was Grant Sherman. They played two quarterbacks here, and yeah, that answers your question right there why Storm's in.
Exactly.
I see him kind of nursing that ankle a little bit right now.
So, Quinn Storm throws for a touchdown, now comes up with his second interception of the year. So, we've got wide right, Twins left. Hands off up the middle.
That's Sanders.
This is Sanders, and he's going to pick up 7 yards.
That's a nice game.
That's nice. Okay, make it 4 yards, but still.
Yeah, same thing.
Give or take. Give or take. Nice job. Second down and 5. Chargers with the ball. 22 yards to go for a score.
Aaron Kane split out wide. Him and Derek Lang. Slot.
You're going to hand off. Up the middle, and he is going to be dropped for about...
I think Seidel's going to take over here. I think he's going to out.
I think so.
Yep. Seidel's going to take over here at the 25-yard line. Sanders was running by, and somebody got a hand in there, and ball just popped out again.
How tough is that to hold on to when you got people with the hands? You know, you played, and you were a quarterback, and they're reaching in all the time?
Yep. I mean, and Sheridan's doing a little bit of a delayed draw, and I think... You know, that's a huge timing thing. I think they were off a little bit, and didn't have great control of it.
Seidel now with the ball, trips to the right. There's a man in the backfield with the quarterback. Which one's the quarterback this time?
I think that's Sherman again.
Well, man, he just takes off, and he's off to the races. And he gets the first down in about another 4.
Yep.
All the way out to, what, about the 43-yard line?
Yep, running that little... Read option, takes it and just bolted through the defense.
Okay, now this is why I'm not an offensive coordinator. Number one, I don't like to be criticized, which is what you all do with that.
You go a little.
A little? Okay, but I like it. They get the ball and run. The delays always kind of screw me up.
Yep.
Okay, Twins right, now full backfield. Seen a lot of people I haven't seen for a few months. Handing off up the middle.
The fullback there.
And he picks up, picked up a good 2 or 3 yards on that one. Brings up a 2nd down and 8. Ball is going to be spotted on about the 46-yard line. 6:50 left to play in the first quarter. Sheraton with the lead, 6-0. Seidel's coughed up the ball twice, once on an interception, once on a fumble. Sheraton's giving it back to them on a fumble.
We got Sherman in the quarterback, and we got other quarterback Somers looks split out here. Slot. He's gonna keep it again.
What did they just say about not liking the delay?
that's
you know, tomorrow we got a big Iowa State football game.
Oh yes.
You know, and you know, between these two, you know, Iowa offense is really sputtering, and Iowa State at times looks good.
About 13 minutes ago, they looked. Because they could pretty much beat anybody.
So back now with one wide right, one wide left. We got tight ends in. We got one man in the backfield with Sherman. Back to pass. It looks like he wanted to give it to somebody and didn't have anybody to give it to. But he runs, and he's off the races and gets out of bounds after about a 4-yard gain on that. But here's my joke for you today. How many offensive coordinators does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
Change? Right?
Okay.
That's not mine.
That's not mine.
I heard that elsewhere. That was. I liked it though. I liked it a lot.
Jim over here. He's got a few good jokes he might bring.
It's a punt, and it's a roll spiral. That baby's going to spin. It's going to go all the way out through the end zone. So it's a 40.
Wow.
It's going to be a 52. No. Add another 10 on that, 62 yards. But here's the thing on him. That kid, there their puncher, well, it's Grant Sherman.
In the air, that was huge.
He's averaging 46.4. Now, Charlie Palmer, can you hear me?
I think I got shut up. There you go. He's averaging 46.4 yards a kick. Charlie Palmer is a good kicker, and he is long at 48 yards. So that's some serious kicking. Okay, so I'm with the ball. Hands it off to Sanders. We're on the right side. He's on his horse. He's got some running room. He's got a first down and another 12 beyond that, don't you say?
Yeah.
He's up to about the 42-yard line. First down, Sheraton Chargers.
What in the defense?
Man, he looked like a cyclone running through this Hawkeye.
Don't say that. I'm a little nervous for the game tomorrow.
You had?
I'm a little nervous for the game tomorrow.
You're a Hawkeye fan.
But, you know.
The cyclone's getting out to the roof.
You know, we're just putting it all together here. It's still early. Yeah.
And here's the snap. Back to pass. Clean Storm, nice job of blocking. Puts this one up in the other lane. Oh, and in and out of the hands of Derek Lang. That was a pretty good pass.
Yeah, it was.
That was a – got to bring that one in. Actually, you know, last week I shouldn't tell this because it makes me look like the world's worst dad.
Okay.
So last week, you know, Sam was in the hospital.
Yeah.
I can talk about Sam a little bit, but Sam was in the hospital, and he had surgery the night before, doped the eyeball. Trips right, wide left, Storm, long count, somebody jumped. Now the question is,
we had movement on the defense.
Yeah, couldn't
tell if the chain line moved or not.
Jim, who's the quarterback, or who's the center
who's going to go against Seidel here?
So Seidel's going to give up five there. So anyway, he's passed out cold, I mean,
yeah.
Sam is, right? And he's been passed out for a couple hours, and I mean, there's no movement. I'm sitting there. I'm bored out of my cord and beside the bed, but I'm being a good dad. All right. So, man in motion now. Keeping himself in
the storm.
Storm picks up the first down plus a couple more. 7-yard gain. First down into Seidel. So the next. Sheraton with the ball on the 49. 6-0 is the score. 5:22 left to play here in the first quarter. Ethan Knuth centering the ball for the Sheraton Chargers. Anyway, this comes in to me and says, why don't you go to the football game? I said, number one, they don't have 55 bucks. Number two, I'm not an Iowa fan. And number three, Sam is, you know, might wake up. And here's the snap. He passed over the middle. It's a perfect fire slant right across there. To the 34-yard line. I love the fire slant. Didn't you love that when they would do that?
Oh,
I mean, you take a two-step drop, boom, just like that.
And especially like a Sandy's D-backs are sitting up tight on him. Like one little move, and TJ Hawkinson right there, the big target.
So the nurse said to me, look, it's 10 minutes before game time. Go over. You get a ticket really cheap. $10, I was on the 30-yard line.
If you're going to force me.
So I went and watched the first half, and Iowa stinks. Okay, here's a handoff up the middle for about a 4-yard gain, 3.5-yard gain to about the 31-yard line.
Tough game to watch.
It was ugly. Here's what I'm going to say. Seriously, I'm old enough that I remember the old days. These guys that are screaming for appearances help.
Yeah.
Should have been there when Bobby Cummings was the coach.
Okay.
When you went like 20 years in a row without a winning season. And Kurt Ferentz is a great coach. I'm just going to leave it at that. As was Hayden Fry.
Yeah.
No. There's the counter.
Derek Lang,
and he heads out of bounds to about the 28-yard line.
Gave him a couple there, it looks like. I don't know why. He looks like he might have had a little room to cut it up there and steps out of bounds.
Does Derek know that they jumped that way? I can give you a bad time since he's your brother.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Derek is one of my favorite people on the face of the earth. He's a great kid.
He's okay.
Twins left.
Hawkinson out wide again. They're up tight on him, and yep, they're going to go up top to him.
Hawkinson tries to get a little separation, and then the ball is thrown too far back. He had to come back, and he had to work his way around the defender. And a really nice job by number nine. Come on, put these enough. Jeff Peterson.
Yeah, he's the one that made the nice to play down here. And they pretty much have him man-to-man on Hockenson.
They must have a little, I mean, being up tight on him like that, just a couple feet off, that's a lot of confidence in your D-back right there with Hockenson.
He must be a fine athlete. So under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here's a snap.
Oh, fake to Sanders. He's going to roll back left.
Oh, my God, man. Hockenson's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, Sheraton. Yumbo. Touchdown, T.J. Hockenson. Yet another Stars insurance touchdown for the Sheraton Chargers. Makes their score 12-0.
Set that up beautifully. They ran that little draw to Sanders about 3 or 4 times now, and they give that little fake to him. He rolled out left and just hit Hockenson wide open about in the 10-yard line.
I'm going to have to go back to Ben Franklin because every time we score, Tim Edwards comes up and gets an orange slice. Delicious. Orange slices.
I'll put it again here.
Knockdown again. So 12-0 is our score. Under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. 3:52 left to play. So that's the way to start this out. Now, 12 points a quarter, it's 48 points.
That's good math.
That's what I'm saying. Is it?
I mean,
that is.
He's got to
score a couple of
extra points. Yeah, and we'll even that out. Keep this streak going.
Fight on, Sheraton High School, fight on. Tonight's football game is brought to you by, I think it brought to you by somebody there, that guy right there.
CNC Cycle, make your farm chores easier with a new 4x4 ATV from CNC. They're the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest. CNC Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton.
All right. And we're ready to kick off.
I don't know how I'm just getting this, but the little cheerleading pendulum is counting off the point.
There you go.
She's going to get really dizzy here if we don't go too many more.
Oh, and an onside kick. And nice job by number 20.
That is number 20, Devin Porter.
Devin Porter got that, and he just went down on it. That's what you do on an onside.
Just fall on it. Great field position. Start the drive.
So, we've had 3 possessions by Seidel so far. We had a fumble, an interception, and 1 whale of a punt.
Yep.
So let's see what happens, see if we can put the lid on him one more time. Man in motion. Now we got trips to the right.
Sheraton sitting here. Man, it looks like.
Okay. And quarterback's going to keep it himself again. And fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And they're not going to fool him again.
That was Clayton Somers.
And I mean to tell you, that was a really nice job by Jacob Cohen in on that stuff. And Jacob really read it well.
Yep.
He wasn't letting him go anywhere. Jacob fills up the front of that line really well on those holes. Looking over for that.
Sitting back, a little cover 2 here. Derek Lang, back to safety.
Timeout, stay down. I'd like to say, I won't take a timeout. But there's none of that going on.
We'll be right back.
But we won't. Let's go with some, let's say that tonight's game is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. So Hammer. Help you or your loved ones with home health care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. And I'm telling you, that can be a really big benefit because some of those forms are hairy.
I'm in the end.
You are.
Paperwork is not the most exciting part of the job. Hardee's of Sheraton. Savor a Hardee's Texas Thick Burger. Smoky, juicy beef with jalapeno straws and barbecue smoked brisket and cheese on a homemade bun.
By Ben Franklin on the north side of the Sheraton Square. And by Hanson Realty, when you're looking to buy, sell, or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson Realty. Call them at, 641-774-5822. Back to action. Seidel with the ball, 3:14 left to play in the first quarter, 12-0, Sheraton with the lead.
And trips again, single back.
second and 8. And handoff up the middle. And wrapped up. Oh, Cullen again. Cullen really doing the job.
Jeez.
And number 57.
Altenhausen, it looks like.
She's Altenhausen. But it was Cullen. Yep. Wrapped him up at the beginning of that, and that was great play.
Chase came and finished him off. I like it.
Teamwork. Brings up a third down and 7.
Big down here.
It's a long 7, too.
They don't really need to get something going here.
Here's the snap. Pitch back, number 25, and it's going to be wrapped up by Quinn Storm after about a 2 or 3 yard gain.
Great tackle. Yep, they went on the little quarterback option there, and I think it's the first time he's actually pitched it, and had a lot of room. Quinn just made a great tackle.
Cheyenne Stevenson, Sean Milam, and Faith Hickson are among the football managers. Also, Lauren Zern, Elena Sharpaluk, Juliana Blintinko, and Gabe Rupke. Big play by Seidel. While I'm reading those off,
yep.
They had a huge completion.
No, they just got
it. I was looking down, that happened.
No, they punted it. Not one of his better punts, but it came back, and Derek Lang, it took a funny bounce and almost couldn't hang on to it, but Sheraton does recover and was going to take over here. Looks like about what, on the 10-yard line?
So 155 left. Another boomer punt by Seidel.
Shooting for that back corner, and great punt.
Storm pitches off to Sanders, who's got some room around the left side, and he gets buried back for about 2 yard loss on that one. He's going to bring up a second down and 12, Tim, man.
And they snuffed out that one pretty quickly. Great defensive flow there. All right, so we got about a minute 50 left here. The first quarter, Sharon still leads 12-0.
Like we said, that's the perfect pace for us. That's what we want is 12 points. We got the whistles going here, and now the officials are going to have a powwow.
Huh?
And now they wind the clock, and the clock is going. The cool right here in Sheraton,
yeah,
especially for this early in the fall, is they said that it's probably the lowest high of the year. Head off to Dylan Sanders. He cuts up the middle, and the entire student body of Seidel brings him down after about a 4 yard gain.
All right.
That brings up it's going to be a third down and
7 yards, looks like, or
third down and 9 or 8. A long 8 or a short 9.
Let's see what Sharon comes out with here.
There is a big crowd here. It's the biggest crowd I've seen here in a few years.
Oh, yeah, and this is last weekend, it was the same thing. Oh, we got TJ Hawkinson once again, split out. D-back, tiny little D-back up on him, number 2. Oh, that pops to him. Got it. He's still going. He's at the 50 and the 40. He's at the 30, the 25, and the 20. He's at the 10. He's in.
Beautiful pass.
Touchdown, Sheraton. Touchdown, TJ Hawkinson. A yummy. Another Summers Insurance touchdown here in the first quarter of play, making the score 18-0. I'm telling you, I don't know how they don't see it. They're going to do it every time they put somebody on him out there, just bumped up against him. They're going to throw it up top to him every single time.
Well, let's keep doing that until they decide they're not going to. How about that? 18-0 now with 41 seconds left to play here in the first quarter.
Ooh. All right, Sheraton. Looks like they're just going to settle for the extra point here. Kick. Edward Rajan.
Looks good. It's good. Yummy. 19-0. 41 seconds left to play here in this one. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done.
Sheraton Napa. Are you Sheraton Napa right now? Oil filters are 60% off.
get all of your machinery and trucks ready for the upcoming saving season with big savings at Sheridan Napa with the Napa know-how.
Piper's old-fashioned grocery store and homemade candies. Their candy is made fresh in the store, and they will ship it anywhere. They have shipped it to Antarctica.
I don't believe that.
No, it's true.
Wow.
That is true, man. I know this. Okay, Piper's, for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order, fresh donuts daily, they are good. An old-fashioned grocer, they are proud to support that Sheraton Chargers. And Edward again ready to kick off?
Yep.
Edward Rodigan.
On the left hash again.
Here is the kick, and this one is long and over end. It bounces at the 20, picked up at the 18. Up the middle, who's got the tackle on this one as they get dropped at the... And then somebody came out with it, number 10. Now it's going to be first and 10.
It's like Bradley Kretzinger there had the initial hit. I couldn't see who brought him down.
He's number 10.
Bradley Kretzinger,
okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. A lot of people in on that one. So, 34 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Sheraton 19, Saydell nothing. Long count. Twins left, wide right. One man in the backfield with the quarterback.
Sommers
is going to keep it himself. Back to pass.
Oh,
got a man open. The Quinn Storm gets up there and knocks it away. Great play by Storm. Is playing one awesome football
out of his mind.
Yeah, what number were you?
14.
Number 14. Kind of reminds me of old number 14.
Yeah.
He's playing both ends and just playing really, really, really well. 28 seconds left in the quarter. Second down and 10, ball on the 30-yard line.
Sheraton sitting in man.
Long snap. Here we go.
Option.
Oh, a little trouble with that one. He's going to get brought down. Number 34, number 63, and number 88, Charlie Palmer. But 63
is Tim Good.
And number 34.
Animal getting back there. And number 34, we actually don't have.
And he has no name on the back of his jersey. A player to be named later.
Yeah, it looks like Sommers, they're trying to run that little option again. And
oh, he's got it. Jim's got it.
Oh, we didn't really see. Oh, Cody Stevenson.
And there's the end of the first quarter with our score 19-0. Sheraton with the lead. Jim.
I got the big goose egg up there.
Okay. So, hey, I just wanted to say a quick something here at the quarter. I want to thank everybody who's been praying for and thinking of and sending cards to my son Sam, who many of you know had an accident where with a lawnmower and lost his big toe and second toe on his right foot. He's really been struggling. It's really been tough on him. But really appreciate your prayers. His spirits are a lot better than they were,
yes.
And his healing's come along, so it's a great thing. And that's for his life. So at the end of the first quarter, our score 19-0. I'm really handing it off to Jim Burbridge. And there you go.
All right, yeah. The Feldman will be back, and once again, we are all praying for Sam and his hopeful, quick, speedy recovery. It's not a fun thing to go through. I've been in surgeries. All right, we got Feldman, Jim Bowbridge.
Well, I want to thank Mark for handing it off to me here for the second quarter. Should be a fun game to do for the second quarter. We're Saydell has the ball at our own 22-yard line, and they've got trips right, just like Mark's been calling all through the first quarter. Same quarterback.
So, Jim, what have you seen so far this first quarter?
I've seen a lot of offense from Sheraton. I've seen that they can't really stop too much of what Sheraton does, and it looks like they've got – oh, wow. Oh, my gosh, down the right side. The quarterback's got the ball, number 22. He's gone. He's going for the touchdown.
Yeah, we got Sommers just taking off a quick quarterback keeper. Just thrust to the Sheraton defense. Not a man touching him.
First play out of the second quarter, and that was a 78-yard touchdown run. That was a long run. That was a busted play to the outside.
Yeah, Clayton Sommer is just, both those quarterbacks, they look the same, and they're both just speedy as can be. I couldn't tell which one it was, but, yeah, the senior.
Sommer leads the Eagles in almost every offensive category.
Yep.
He is looks like their leader on offense, and he showed it on that play. That was one heck of a run.
Whew.
They're lining up for the extra point, but actually it looks like they're going to go for two. They've got the trips right still. They're looking to the sideline for the call. 11:46 to go, 19-6. They're lined up under center now. They're getting ready to snap the ball. Calling out the cadence. Ball snapped. He's going to try to take it up the middle.
Yeah.
It looks like Sheraton stopped him. Looks like he got stopped short of the goal line, and pushed him backwards. Yeah.
Throwing down hard.
It's going to stay 19-6 with 11:46 to go. It's time to talk about
listing. Red Eye Realty, listing 1543, is a three-bedroom, one-and-a-quarter bath with a two-and-a-half-car garage. The property backs up to the Gramby Soccer Field in Des Moines. For more information, contact Red Hot Realty at 641-774-4242.
Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery Store and Homemade Candy. The candy is fresh, made in the store, and they will ship anywhere. Piper's for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order. Fresh donuts daily and an old fashioned grocer. They are proud to support the Sheraton Chargers. You played football here, Andrew. I didn't play here, but I did play. But you played here. What was your first memory of playing a varsity football game? Do you have a first memory?
My freshman team, obviously, not obviously, but that was one of my favorite years. We just were, some of my best friends.
Who was on that team?
A lot of my class didn't really stick through it throughout to our senior year, so. But our freshman team was like Derek Bittner and Josh Vestine.
So
my first memory, I'd say, we were really good. We were really good my sophomore year with, like, Michael Lehart and Daniel Canoes.
Sure. Like, we got the kick up, Sheraton. We got the ball. I'm taking a straight up the middle of Dylan Sanders, and he gets stood up at about the 21-yard line. And they've got a gang tackle there, about seven Eagles sticking down on that one. So Sheraton will take over on the 25-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 with 11:38 to go. So, yeah, I actually think I remember one of your first games, Andrew. You're playing defensive back.
Mm-hmm.
You did a nice job.
That's always the younger guy. It's always a little intimidating stepping in there, but
Sheraton's coming up to the line. They're in their familiar shotgun stance with Dylan Sanders in the backfield, Quinn Storm. Two receivers to the left. Oh, it's a short pass to Derek Lang. Derek takes it down the left side for about a gain of two or three on that play. Tackled by a couple of Eagles on that play.
Yeah, they call it out quickly when they line up in that tight twins out there. They know that little screen is coming.
Yeah, that
kind of the Sheraton go-to.
There are a few different plays you can run off of that, and I'm sure Coach Meisner thought that over.
Yep, kind of just set it up a few times and run that tight end underneath.
Back up to the line of scrimmage with T.J. Hawkinson and Derek Lang out to the right.
T.J. put out wide again, see what they do.
Hand it off to Dylan Sanders up the middle. He's got a huge
ball. Oh, my God.
He is gone.
I don't know.
Oh, he's got to catch him.
Clayton Sommer's coming up.
They take him down. It's about the 10-yard line.
Wow.
About a 60-yard gain on that. He took it straight up the middle and went to the left. And then Sommer's had the angle on him and took him down. Looks to be about the 10 or 12-yard line.
Speed, yeah. Just busted up the hole. Derek and TJ split out with just one D-back out there and a safety over top. And gave it underneath Sanders, and
he took it where the hole was. He had a huge hole on that play. Great run. Okay, we're back out here. We've got trips right and one split left. Dylan Sanders still in the backfield. Quince throws it out to, looks like, TJ. TJ is just pulling his way. He pulled his way into the end zone.
Set down.
Sheraton Chargers.
Yamo.
That is TJ's fourth touchdown of the game.
Really.
4 minutes into the second quarter.
Yeah, a little screen pass to Hawkinson and just carries about three or four people on his back and
just pushes his way into the end zone.
A little dive at the end there.
We're getting lined up for the extra point. Sheraton up 25-6. Edward Rodigan in for the extra point. Aaron Kane holding.
Out of the Sommer's Insurance. Touchdown. All right, Edward Rodigan with the kick. Extra point up and good.
Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Touchdown. That was a Summers Insurance touchdown.
All right.
Okay, we're getting ready for another kickoff. When you played, Andrew, did you play on these teams? Did you play on the special teams?
I did not.
Special teams scare me. Special teams, when I played, returning kickoffs was fun. Returning punts was no fun at all.
No,
it's looking up into the sky with that ball not coming down and those guys bearing down on you wasn't very much fun.
Yeah.
Kickoffs was a lot of fun, though. You got to get a good run at them before they hit you. Okay, we're getting ready for Sheraton kickoff. Roger's just putting the ball on the tee.
And like Marcus said, this crowd is huge. Wrapping around the entire track tonight.
Enormous crowd tonight. We do have junior drill team tonight. Cheerleaders are doing a heck of a job tonight. They've got a cheer for everything, it looks like. Rodigan kicks the ball. It's going to come down at about the 15-yard line. Eagles have the ball. He's taking it up the left side. He gets it up to about the 34-yard line. Nice return for them.
Good tackle. We had Evan Havick out there.
Oh, yeah, nice play.
Run down hard.
Hey, Dale's coming out to take over on offense. Looks like they're going to set up in their familiar offensive set here with trips to one side. Summers is their quarterback. They're looking to the sidelines for the play. Looks like they're ready to take the snap. Long snap count.
Hurry and get the playoff, looks like.
They do. Now Summers has the ball. He's just taking it himself to the right side of the field. He's going to pick up 8 yards on that play, 9 yards on that play. He's going to be close to a first down.
That same little quarterback keeper we saw with the touchdown run on the last drive.
He's just keeping it himself quite a bit. Taking the ball one side or the other.
Taking it.
Looking for a hole.
Yep.
They're coming right back up to the line of scrimmage. They're still looking to they look to the sidelines for all their plays, it looks like. And Sheraton's on defense. Looks like they're playing a man-to-man out here. We've got two receivers to the left. They've got a full house package there. Oh, looks like somebody jumped on. There's a nice stop.
There's a fumble.
Sheraton recovers and took it down the left sideline. Is he going to get all the way in? He's into the end zone.
Bradley Kretzinger.
I don't see any flags up.
I don't either.
Looks like somebody jumped initially. Looks like somebody jumped for Seidel, and then the ball came out on the Seidel sideline. Bradley picked it up and ran it about 45 yards for a touchdown. Another nice play. That was
Bradley Kretzinger again on the touchdown. All right, we have Summers Insurance on West Court. It's proud to support Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of the Charger touchdown.
The Chargers are lining up for the extra point, but I've noticed we have T.J. Hawkinson at the bottom of the field. They may take that at some point to try to even up that score again. T.J.'s come back into the line, though, and Rodgerson's getting ready for the extra point. Edward Rodgerson puts it up, and it goes off of the upright.
It might have been
touched on that play. So Sheraton goes up 32-6 with 9:46 to go in the second quarter. When you're on the field, Andrew, do you ever remember seeing the crowd? Did you ever see or hear anything from the crowd?
Just my couple girlfriends here in the crowd.
I blow it up every now and then. That's funny. Sheraton getting lined up for kickoff again. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done.
They will. All right. And Hardee's of Sheraton. Several Hardee's Texas Stick Burger. Smoky, juicy beef with jalapeno straws and barbecue smoked brisket and cheese all on a homemade bun. I was born to say that advertisement.
Here comes the run-up for the kickoff. Sheraton kicks it off.
Okay.
Good kick. Goes down to about the 15 again. They have a little trouble handling the ball this time, but they're bringing it back up to about the 30-yard line, 31-yard possibly. Another nice return on the good kick.
And it's hard to tell, but we had a lot of rain today. I think the field's a little more wet than it looks like.
I'm seeing a lot of brown spots on the field. That tells me it's a little dark brown spots. Tells me it's pretty wet out there.
I'm sure it is. I mean, with two fumbles already and
yeah.
A few passes, they're kind of wobbly. I don't know.
Some wobbly passes, some short passes, like they couldn't get good footing. Okay. The Eagles are back up to the line of scrimmage, looking at the sidelines again. Sheraton's waiting for them to snap the ball. They've got the play in. Summers' snap count. He's got the ball. He's taking it to the left side. He's taking it himself. Jacob Cohen had him in the backfield and just bounced on him. Just couldn't quite get him. Looks like Summers is going to pick up about 4 or 5 yards on that play still.
Well, great flow of the Chargers. They're all flowing to that side. They see, you know, nothing different. Summers just taking a keeper. And
a lot of the plays for Sadell seem to be pretty similar. They're using the same formation and taking Summers right or left, or he's going to throw the ball right or left. So that's about all the change they're making. They're still looking to the sideline. 9:03 left to go in the game. Sheraton up 32-6. Ball on Sadell's 33-yard line. Second and 8. Here comes a snap. And here he takes. He's rolling out to the right. He passes it back.
Oh,
and it was a little short. Pass was a little short of the mark.
Down, yep.
Looks like he was trying to throw it to his tight end, number 88, Justin Carr. So that brings up a 3rd and 8 at their 33. Sheraton up 32-6.
Yeah, Sheraton really outsizes this Sadell offensive line here, I think. And so not a lot of time to pass. Really good penetration in there.
Summers brought his team back up to the line of scrimmage. He's got the play. He's calling out the snap count. And the ball snapped. He's back to pass. Looks like he wants to pass out of the back. He's got a lot of pressure.
Oh,
and there's a guy open down the sideline. He's got a man open, and there's a big game. That was a
good game. So now there's going to be a face mask out there, too, at the end of the play.
On top of a 35-40-yard game.
Wow. Yep. Summers, you know, he drops back to pass, rolls right, and a lot of pressure, and somehow escapes. And
he bought himself a lot of time
for
that with his feet. And then he found a guy open on the right sideline. Down. Then he went down the sideline.
A rocket.
See what the penalty is here for sure. It did look like it was a face mask. Oh, it was a horse collar tackle.
Oh, geez.
Horse collar tackle, so that's going to add, I believe, 15 yards onto the end of the run. So that's going to take Sadell all the way down to, I believe, about the Sheraton 10-yard line. Does that sound right to you, Andrew?
Yep.
Looks like it's going to be like the 14-yard line. So Sadell's going to have the ball, 1st and 10, at the 13-yard line with 8 minutes and 36 seconds left to go. They're in their trips left formation. They're back up to the line of scrimmage, looking at the sidelines for their play. Summers has them down and set. He's calling out the snap. Ball is snapped. He hands it off to the – no, he keeps it. He faked it to the up guy, and he's going to take it in. Summers takes it in to the left side.
Summers is doing it all tonight.
Down Sadell.
Wow.
That was a runoff left tackle. He faked the handoff to the middle, and Sheraton seemed to buy it, and it collapsed on the center, and he just pulled it out and went off the left side.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough to defend. Well, that's a Summers Insurance touchdown. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Chargers and a proud sponsor of Charger touchdowns.
Sadell's going to go for 2 here. You've got Summers in the shotgun. Oh, we've got man in motion across the line. Number 14's in motion. He moves to the right side. Summers passes it straight up to number 26, and they're stopped.
Makes a one-handed grab, but still brought up short of that line. So Sheraton holds on.
That was a nice spot by number 3 for Sheraton.
That was Edward Rodgen.
Anyway, the score is now 32-12 with 8:18 left to go. 32-12. And the Sadell Eagles will be kicking off.
Yeah, sure needs to really keep this.
Sure, we've got to keep the foot on the gas. We can't have any let-ups. We want to make sure we win this game comfortably.
Man, they kind of did that. They kind of just looked like they were just sitting back and acting like they've already.
Sure. Yeah.
They got
the referee's bringing the ball out for Sadell to kick off. They're putting down the tee. So no special teams for you, Andrew, in high school, huh?
No, sir.
You ever even a kicker or anything like that?
No. I could kick.
Well, they were probably trying to make sure you were stayed safe, right? Okay, the Saydell Eagles are coming up. The ball is kicked. It's a low kick, but a hard kick. It bounces off. It bounces off Dylan Sanders. It's picked up by number 27. That was number 27, Kobe Richmond. Picks up the ball. He ends up picking up about 10 yards on that. It was a line drive kick and bounced off Dylan's chest. And Kobe picks it up and picked up about 10 yards on it. Gets it out to the Sheraton 38-yard line.
Yeah, he's a dangerous kid, too. Only a sophomore. He'll be here in a year or two. He'll be out there, and
you'll be hearing a lot more from him. But we've got the I formation. We've got Derek and TJ out to the right. Handed off to Dylan up the middle, and Dylan doesn't go very far. Dylan Sanders got stopped for a loss of about one or two on that play. The Eagles seem to have that one pretty well scouted out. That's going to bring up a second and 12 from about the 37-yard line. Sheraton's back. Aaron Kane's bringing into play. Chargers are coming up to the line of scrimmage. Still in the shotgun formation. You've got Aaron Kane. TJ's in motion coming across the center.
Throwing it up, overthrown.
That was an overthrown ball over TJ's head. He rolled out to the left and just couldn't quite connect with TJ on that play. So I guess in my mind, Andrew, there's always one key to every game. What is the biggest key to every game?
The biggest key to every game, well, I'm going to have to say turnovers, Jim.
I think turnovers are a big key to every game. That's because it's a pretty high percentage of the time. If you've got a plus turnover margin, you're going to win the game. Right now, Sheraton's still in the plus. So,
what are you thinking about the Hawkeyes game tomorrow? I know you're an avid Hawkeye fan as myself.
This game, probably more than any other game, scares me every year. I do not enjoy watching this game.
I don't either.
It's always a close game, or normally a close game, no matter the record of either team. All right, Sharon's bringing the ball back up to the line of scrimmage. You got Dylan Sanders in the backfield. You have a fullback. Last week when they had a fullback in, it went to the fullback most of the time. But it didn't this time. Fullback across
screen.
The middle. Fullback screen across the middle. That was a little different take on that formation. Number 10 caught the ball. Didn't pick up much of anything.
And that was Bradley Kressinger. Not great execution of the screen pass. The line just kind of looks like they just let him through right away, and he didn't have much time to drop back and set it up at all. And so
I think Seedale had that one sniffed out maybe because there were a couple of guys waiting for Bradley when he caught the ball. But it was a good thought. That was a different twist on that fullback dive.
Sheraton lines up here in punt formation. So we've got the Somers back to punt, or back to receive for the Seedale.
Nice kick by Charlie Palmer off to the right side of the field. It's going to die at about the 36-yard line of Seedale. Not returned. So that was a nice punt. That's probably a 30, 35-yard punt for Charlie. And Seidel will take over. We need a big stop here by the defense.
If we do.
Any more points. Looks like Summers is still in it. The quarterback. I guess that's not really a surprise. He appears to be pretty durable and a pretty good player. We've got 6 minutes and 55 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Scores 32-12.
All right, and Seidel lines up here, trips right, single back.
He hands it off to the up back, and he gets nothing. He gets half a yard maybe. Johnson Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country.
Sheraton Ford Mercury. Sheraton football has a line with the power of a Ford F-150 and running backs with the speed and maneuverability of a Ford Mustang. See the new F-150 and Mustangs at Sheraton Ford Mercury at 124 South Main, Sheraton.
Hey, Dell's got the ball back at the line of scrimmage. They're looking to the sidelines again. Excuse me. 6 minutes to go. Summers in the shotgun. He throws it off to the right side of the field. And there's a block out there, but Sheraton covers it nicely. They get two or three guys out there to stop that. Looks like Derek Lang was out there.
Haven't seen the swing yet.
No, that's the first time. Looks like Bradley Kressinger was in on the play first, and then Derek Lang cleaned it up. So that was a loss of about two for Sandell.
It's going to be about, bring up about third and
About 12 yards.
Did you like throwing that little swing pass like that, or did you prefer to throw it down the field, Andrew?
We ran that swing a lot. We had a couple guys that were really quick, and picked, you know, we just kind of tore defenses apart with that.
We've got Sadell back at the line of scrimmage. Calls out. Keeping it a little shovel pass up the middle to the back up the middle. A little different play there again.
Yeah, takes the handoff, turns around, spins, and shovel pass.
That was close to a first down. Looks like the game on about nine on that play. Nine. Yeah. So that still leaves
4th and 3
at the 43-yard line approximately.
Yep.
5 minutes to go. So it's a fourth down. Sadell's going back into the punt formation.
Yeah.
The ball bounces. Comes back to Sheridan, or to Sadell. Derek Lang's on the catch. Oh, and Derek gets it.
Wow.
Two tacklers. What a play. He takes it out. It looks like he was going to be down at about the 5-yard line, but Derek takes this all the way. He's got one man to beat. Oh, and he gets caught. Back behind Sadell's original line of scrimmage. Derek, what a play by Derek. What a run.
There were two guys right there, right as he caught it, and they must have just split them and
just took it right up the sideline, and he gained 55 yards on that pump play.
Oh,
about 60 yards on that.
Wow.
Nice play by Derek. It's going to give Sheridan a 1st and 10 at Sadell's 36-yard line.
Yeah, Derek is my younger brother, and, you know, he doesn't love football. He doesn't hate it by any means, but basketball is definitely his sport. He spends a lot of time, you know, in that, but, you know, the athletic really carries over well. And
Sheridan's back up the line of scrimmage. We've got Quinn in the shotgun formation. It looks like we have a timeout, Sadell. They want to talk this over. I think maybe a few of their players were a little winded after that. Coach Schmeiser's going to come try to draw something up to put it in the end zone again before the end of the quarter here with 5 minutes left to go. 32-12. Sheridan Hy-Vee. Your employee-owned Sheridan Hy-Vee has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle.
Grace Baptist Church, proud supporter of the Sheridan Chargers football here on Thunder Country KIIC.
Well, we've got the cheerleaders doing the Macarena down here. I see a few people joining in from the stands.
Jim,
I think I see David Lang down there joining in.
Jim, you were a dancer at one time, weren't you?
Yeah, I was a heck of a dancer. I get to do some dancing in about January or February with the drill team.
Right, yeah.
Basketball season, which should be quite a treat for everybody.
Abby a freshman?
Abby's a freshman, yeah. My daughter's a freshman. She's on the drill team, so I'll be there for the father-daughter dance.
Taught her everything she knows.
Yeah, apparently. Taught her what not to do, I guess. Okay, Sheridan's back at the line of scrimmage. We've got two receivers to the right, one to the left. We're throwing it down the field. Oh, it's intercepted. Intercepted by number 22. That's not really a surprise. Summers intercepts the ball.
What doesn't he do? I don't know.
So we were just talking about turnovers, Andrew. We're just talking about turnovers. We've got to start limited to those because we've had two turnovers. They've had, I believe, 3. Is that correct?
Yep. Sheridan had a great opportunity. You know, starts off drive here with great field position. And
now we're going to go back and play some defense. Let's hope we stiffen up like we did on the last one and stop them.
About 5 minutes here left in the before halftime.
We're going to have Sadell with the ball at their own 43, 1st and 10.
Go back in the backfield there. Still have trips right for Sadell.
Trips right. You got a slot receiver. And he throws it out left to his tight end, who was split out. Throws it out to the sidelines. Tight end gains about 3 yards on that play. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 7 on about the 46-yard line.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want but Sadell's seen kind of finding their groove here a little bit, it looks like.
Yeah, Sadell's been moving the ball. There's no question about that. Summers is really leading them in some offense on this. Actually, just a great play on defense, too. So we've got a man in motion for Sadell. Across the middle, he goes out to the short side of the field. We have a back in the backfield. Summers
takes it off to the right. He takes it off to the races. Just has that quarterback sneak off to the right or off to the left.
And that time he took it to the right, and he picked up about 6 yards on that. I think it's going to make it about 3rd and 1.
Just stretching that Charger defense out wide, scanning the holes, and just, you know, he's a really fast kid, so able to just penetrate and picking up solid yardage each time.
He took it down to Sheridan's 48-yard line, so it's going to be 3rd and 1. Let's see what Sheridan cooks up here. We've got trips left and a back in the backfield. Nobody to the right. Snaps the ball, hands it off to the guy up the middle. Boy, that's going to be close. I'm standing right on the 47-yard line, and that was close. The spot looks pretty favorable. Looks like they've got it right on the line. I bet they're going to measure this, Andrew.
Yeah,
it's real close. But Sheridan did a nice job stopping that ball. They hit him right as soon as he got to the line of scrimmage, and he just got there by effort, if he got this. Do you run much of that offensive quarterback sneak when you were the quarterback for the Chargers a few years ago?
I mean, yeah, goal line and other situations. But, you know, I didn't do a lot of – I wasn't a huge running quarterback. Yes, I'm extremely athletic, but, you know.
We ran pretty much exclusively that triple option is what we ran pretty much exclusively.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of running. You don't see as much of that anymore. Of course, I was over in the Nebraska area, and you saw that option over there all the time.
That's Augustana College there in Rock Island, Illinois. That's the offense they implemented the year I got there. So it was a great match, but
a non-running quarterback and a running offense. So it looks like Stoudel got the first down on that by a few inches, so they're back at the line of scrimmage with the ball. That gives them the 1st and 10 at about the 47-yard line. Just under 4 minutes to go in the quarter. About 4 minutes to go in the half. Sadell's got the ball. They're about to snap it. Snap it back to Summers, and he takes it off the right side.
Good tackle.
Looks like he picked up about 2 or 3 yards on that play.
This thing is brought down by Jacob Cohen. And also, let's get the 7, Chase Alton out there.
Chase Alton often's in on quite a few plays. I see him quite a bit. Chase is out there making a lot of tackles.
Big, strong, athletic kid.
That's going to make it a 2nd and 9 at about the 46-yard line.
It looks like
10 seconds. Looks like Summers is in the backfield. He's got one guy behind him. They've got 2 receivers to the short side and 1 to the wide side. And he's just taking it as a quarterback sneak off the left.
Ooh, nearly brought down the backfield.
Boy, about 2 Chargers had a shot at him in the backfield, but they still got him right at the line of scrimmage, so... That was a heck of a play. Looks like number 10 had him on that.
Bradley Crutzinger.
Bradley Crutzinger was in on that. And they're going quick. They bring it back up to the line of scrimmage. Number 20 is in the backfield for Sadell. I haven't seen too much of him, I don't believe, so far tonight. Back up to the line of scrimmage. They've got their play. He's in the backfield behind Summers. That was almost a bad snap. Summers takes it out to the right. He's rolling out, looking like he wants to pass. Drop pressure, and it's incomplete over the receiver's head. Almost intercepted by Sheridan.
Yep, he picked the handoff, rolled right, just like on that. They've done a few times there, and luckily, Sheridan
was getting the ball. Yeah, Sheridan had a couple of defenders on the play, so looks like it's going to bring up a 4th and 10 from the Sheridan 47-yard line. It looks like Sadell's going to punt this ball away. 2:11 left to go in the half, 32-12.
Langan Sanders back deep to receive for the Chargers here.
Sadell must have had 12 men on the field because one just ran as fast as he could off the field.
Oh, it went past the kicker. Went past the punter. It's going back to about the 35-yard line. He's running backwards. He's going back to about the 19-yard line.
Oh,
sure. Brings him down.
He knew he was in trouble.
He picked the ball up at about the 25. It ended up at the 19. So that was a good play for that special teams unit there. The ball skidded along the ground right past the punter, and he picked it up, and that was all she wrote. Sheridan's going to take over with 2 minutes left to go, 2:01 to go. Ball on about the 15-yard line. They're just marking on the 15-yard line. 1st and 10.
Score still 32-12.
We got Hawkinson out wide.
We got Quinn Storm in the shotgun. We got Derek out wide, too. They're throwing it to Hawkinson. It looks like it's a little behind him, but he caught it anyway.
It's a touchdown.
Touchdown, Quinn Chargers. A one-play drive, 1 play, 15 yards.
And once again, they keep that guy tied up there on Hawkinson. They're going to throw it up to him.
Tim Mills is still getting his orange slice with every touchdown.
Good luck.
So that makes the score 38-12 with a minute 56 left to go. Edward Radigan in for the extra point.
The Summers Insurance touchdown. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheridan Chargers and a proud sponsor of Charger Touchdowns.
So they're lining up for this extra point. T.J. Hawkinson on one end and Dylan Sanders on the other. Edward Radigan kicking and Aaron Kane to hold. Radigan kicks it and it's up and good.
Good.
That makes it 39-12. Pierce Pinkett Funeral Home is a part of your community and a part of your lives here in Sheridan. A proud sponsor of Sheridan Charger Football on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Lucas County Health Center, with the comprehensive therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your young star player, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
Well, it looks like the junior drill team's getting ready. I see them lined up down at the end of the field. The band's playing on the other end of the field. We've got just under 2 minutes left to go in the quarter. And the Chargers are getting ready to kick off. Edward Rodgen has the ball and is teeing it up. Well, the cheerleaders are doing their jumping jacks for every point.
No more pendulum swing.
No.
39 pendulum swings would get a little...
Yeah, I think she might be a little sick after that happened. And the ball is kicked, and it's a low kick. It's going down the short side of the field, short side of the field. And they picked it up at about the 10-yard line.
Oh, wow.
He is snowed under at about the 15.
All right, well, Sheridan picking it back up.
Sheridan's intensity seems to have picked up a little bit.
Coming alive again.
Yeah, that was Summers that picked the ball up on about the 10, and he gained 3 or 4 yards, but he didn't get too much out of it. That was number 57 again on that play, Chase Altenhoffen. He was snowed under by about 7 different Chargers, though. He didn't use it very much.
That was... Going back to that touchdown, that was T.J. Hawkinson's third touchdown of the night.
I think it may have been more than third, Andrew.
Fourth? Fifth?
I think it was his fifth.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he scored all Sheridan touchdowns so far, I think. So, he does got the ball back up at the line of scrimmage with a minute and 49 seconds left to go. Yeah, it's not often you see somebody score 5 touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah, I mean... Just an animal.
It doesn't matter what level you're at, whether it's flag football or the NFL, you don't see that very often. So Dale takes time out. They want to talk this over before the half. I'm sure they'd like to get another one in the end zone before the half is over.
But really, listing 1536 is 150 acres more or less, located in Story County, Iowa. The land is located 7.5 miles northeast of Ames. For more information, contact Red Hot Realty at 641-774-4242.
KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134.
Kent Farm Management. Kent Farm Management leads the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is a proud to invest in the community and proud supporter of the Sheridan Chargers on KIC.
Say Dell has the ball. Let's come back out to the line of scrimmage. Summers is still in the shotgun here. Let's see what they've got in store. He's got the ball. He takes the handoff to the up back and tries to take it right behind that guy. Looks like he might have gotten about 1 on that play. He didn't get very far. He took it right over the up back. The up back went through, and he followed him, kept the ball himself. That takes it down to about a minute and 30 seconds left to go. Say Dell's still with the ball.
Yep, clock's running here.
It does. It is second nine at Seidel's own 16-yard line. Seidel has the ball at the line of scrimmage. Sheraton's doing some shifting up front. Looks like they may be trying to confuse that offensive line a little bit.
Yep.
Summers is down, ready for the snap. He's got the ball. He hands it to that up back this time, and he goes nowhere. But he might have gotten a yard out of it just with the effort. Looks like that line was pushing a little bit.
A little.
It looks like we've got to stop. We stopped the time. Maybe it's too.
Timeout.
Timeout Chargers, I guess. Third and nine. Maybe Coach Meiser's thinking we can get the ball back and come back for another score before the end of the half. So, Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with your home health care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you.
All right, so we got third and about 5 year. Coming in today, Sheraton, you know, a few things they were really working on. They know that the Seidel really tries to bring is they try to, you know, mix it up a lot with their motion and their kind of confusing jump, getting them to jump off and their cadences here. So
looks like Sheraton's done a pretty good job of keeping that under control.
No, they have, yeah.
Just get on that line and watch the ball and don't move till it snaps.
Third and 5 year. Let's see. You might see a little bit of that right here.
Yeah, we've got a third and 5 with the clock stopped, a minute and 3 to go. Ball on the 20.
Another man in motion.
Number 2 is in motion for Seidel. He takes it out to the right side. Summers has the ball. He goes to the right side.
Yeah.
He is a quick runner. He is a quick player.
Yeah,
he got real close to the first down if he didn't get it there. It was very close.
I think
the stick man had to drop it to get out of his way, so it was a close. We're going to see where they mark it here.
I think he's got it.
Looks like they're going to mark it at about the 25. That would give him a first down.
Sure. Well, 56 seconds here left before the half. Sheraton leads 39-12.
Seidel's going to have the ball on their own 25. Let's see if they play conservative or if they try to score. Oh, we have another clock stoppage here.
56.
Umpire stopping the clock from the backfield. Not sure what this call is. I don't. He seems like he's going to come over to the Sheraton sideline.
Talking to Smizer here. Smizer walking out onto the field. CNC Cycle, make your farm chores easier with the new 4x4 ATV from CNC. They're the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest. CNC Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton.
It looks like whatever the referee wanted to talk about, he's talked to with Coach Smizer already. And now he's passing on to the other officials on the field. Haven't gotten any indication yet of what the question was, I guess. Well, we're going to put the ball back in play. Okay, the ball's back in play now.
Got Kane over here telling his D-backs to scoot up on these receivers.
We're going to play him a little tighter than we normally would, it looks like.
I don't know why.
Maybe we're going to stop that run off the edges. Summers,
what are you thinking?
Yep, Summers is coming to the left off the edge. Got the D-backs coming up.
Oh, and an all-big ball.
Summers gets by.
Derek
one with a chance at him. Derek looks like he's going to put him out at about Sheraton's 19-yard line. Another big gainer for Summers.
You know, that's just so tough to stop. When he gets out to that outside, all it is, he has to beat that defensive back and Aaron Kane out there, and he was blocked heavily by their receiver split out.
And so, had two guys blocked him. The receiver was out there, and they brought another guy out to kick out block there. They brought it all the way down to Sheraton's 17-yard line. And Summers is quite a weapon on offense. He is a lot of their offense.
When you're sitting back there in that shotgun and that ball comes to you, you know, you have great vision and can see the hold, and it's really tough for Sheraton to.
Right. They're up at the line. Seidel's at the line of scrimmage again. Line of scrimmage is the 17. The ball snapped. He was trying to throw it across the middle to a slanting receiver that was behind him, number 26 for Seidel. The ball was just a little behind him. Would have been a really tough catch.
Yeah.
But they've got 39 seconds left. Seidel's coming back. Oh, looks like Summers went to the sideline to get the play this time. He's back to the line of scrimmage.
He's calling out
play. The ball snaps. He looks like he wants to pass. He's got lots of pressure.
They just Sheridan's taking some bad angles on that pressure, it looks like, and he's just getting out and around them.
That is crazy.
He threw the ball that time, and it was short to his receiver, so that brings up a third down.
It's a little Michael Vick-like out there. You know, Sheridan had really great penetration. There are three guys coming in on him, and he was able to escape.
Sheridan got a lot of pressure up the middle on that one, and he just rolled it out to the right and got to the outside of them, and they threw the ball just a bit short. Back to the line of scrimmage with the 3rd and 10 from the 17. Got trips right.
No back in the backfield here, so
I kind of wonder, let's see if Summers tries to take this off to the right. Oh, he's trying to pass it to
Nearly an interception here by Bradley Krutzinger.
Nearly. Summers threw that ball like a bullet, and it just went off Bradley's hands and clear into the end zone. That ball was definitely a bullet. That brings up 4th and 10. Let's see what Stadell decides to do here. See, the junior drill team has taken one end of the track. We've got about 28 seconds left to go in the half. Ball still on Sheridan's 17-yard line. Stadell would love to get a score here before the end of the half. Let's see what Stadell dials up here. They still have Summers there and a quarterback. And he's rolling out. He's quick. It's a tailback pass, and Sheridan stopped that one with some authority. They tackled him clear back at the 30. That was about a 12 or 13-yard loss on that play.
Yeah, senior Charlie Palmer didn't buy it. Saw the pitch and came in and just clobbered him.
Yeah, that play had no chance from the beginning. Sheridan didn't buy it at all, it didn't look like. I wonder if they've seen that play on some film. Oh, it's 22 seconds left to go in the game. Sheridan's going to have the ball at their own 26-yard line. We've got Dylan Sanders back in the game. Derek Lang split out to the short side of the field. TJ Hawkinson split out to the wide side. Let's see what Coach Schneider does here. He snaps it.
A couple guys going deep.
He's throwing it down the sidelines to Derek, and it's out of bounds. No catch. That takes us down to 17 seconds. That was a close play there. A little further to the inside, and that might have been a catch.
He had him beat up the outside.
He had some of him opening there, but it was a tough path. There was a small window to get that ball in there. So we've got 17 seconds left to go, 2nd and 10. Sadell is on defense. Ball's on the 26-yard line. We're going with Dylan Sanders in the backfield. We're going to have two receivers to the left and two receivers to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Sadell's trying to play a prevent. Their safeties are back a long ways.
Gives a little delayed hand back there to...
Little delayed handoff to Dylan Sanders. Unfortunately, there were three Eagles standing right beside Dylan when he got the ball. That was a loss of about 4 or 5 on that play. Looks like Sheridan's just going to let the time run out until halftime, and then we are at halftime. Both teams are leaving the field.
All right, we got the junior drill team about to come on, and we'll be back here in a few minutes.
I believe Mark Felderman will.
This is Mark Felderman along with
Andrew Lang.
Andrew,
the Tin Man. I was waiting when you were going to bring that back.
Well, come on, man.
I mean,
I've said it about 4 times. The problem is when you're not listening to me.
Yeah,
it's a problem. Hey, we've got a football game here where Sheridan is looking to run off his 3rd straight win up at the half by a score of 39-12, Andrew. And this has been an exceptional game. And especially when you consider that Quinn Storm has been responsible now for 6. Quinn Storm to TJ Hawkinson for 5 passing touchdowns.
5 pass. That's incredible.
So one receiver, and I'm actually surprised at how low this number is.
Yeah.
That TJ Hawkinson has 172 yards, which is a career, in the first half. I'm in the first half, but I'm surprised it's not even more than that.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of those.
One that was, what, 86 yards?
85, 86, yeah.
And, I mean, 172 yards. I don't think I've walked 172 yards this week. So,
well, I've been saying the entire game, and I don't know why they haven't adapted to it. They're putting that guy, that 5'9 guy, up tight on him the entire game. And, I mean, obviously, every time they're just going to throw it up to him. So, pretty simple to figure out there. But, no, yeah, so Sharon, for the most part of this game, they really, their offense has been moving the ball very well. And for the most part, again, holding their defense, you know, to, as much as they could, stopping Sommers really has been the largest part of their offense. All right, we got both teams here warming up. Got about a little over a minute here.
I think when they do this, when they say when they have up on the scoreboard that it's time to play, and then put up another 3 minutes. I've only been doing this for 12 years, and I forget to do it every single game. Hey, check out the listings at RedHawRealty.com. Proud supporters of the Chargers. Listing number 1525 is a fish farm.
Ooh.
On 120 acres. Maybe I could even catch a fish. Turnkey operation located in Wayne County. Call Red Hawk Realty for more information. 641-774-4242. Silver Hardy's Texas Thick Burger. Smoky, juicy beef with jalapeno, straws, and barbecue smoked brisket. And cheese all on a homemade bun. First up is Church of Russell, one of the sponsors for tonight's game, the Marshall Felderman, the pastor there at First Baptist. Grace Baptist Church here in Sheraton. Pastor Dennis St. Lawrence and Associate Pastor Andrew St. Lawrence, proud supporters of the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country KIIC. As long as I'm mentioned two churches there, I want to thank so many of the churches in Lucas and Wayne County and even other ones who have been praying for my son, Sam. I mean, seriously, I think every church in two counties and more have been praying for Sam, and we really, really super appreciate that. He's much, much better, and we're thankful for that. So, yeah, we didn't really kick off. Make your farm chores easier with a new 4x4 ATV from CNC. They have the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest, CNC Cycle, on Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton. Here is the kick.
Oh, and really? Kick. Back to Dylan Sanders here.
No, I think that's, do you believe that's Dylan? Hang on, I think
that's,
he's off at the 45, the 40, the 35. Down at about the 30-yard line.
We're just talking about that was the sophomore, Kobe Richmond. Wow. Just a speedster.
And if you're writing that down in your, it's spelled Reichman, but it's pronounced Richmond. I love that kid. He is one of the nicest kids in that sophomore class.
Yeah, I've gotten to watch
him. He's a good kid.
Gotten to watch a little bit of the Sheraton summer basketball program in here, and
he's something. He's got a lot of natural ability. Got to really like him. Now, Storm, going to hand it off up the middle to Dylan Sanders, and he's on his feet. He takes it to the 26-yard line or so. It brings up about a second and seven, I'm going to guess. You know, give him five.
Wow.
Down in five. He was in my home room, and I taught him that move. We worked on that a lot, and that was mine. We're in the third quarter with 7:20 left to play. Our score 39-12. Sheraton with the lead from the shotgun. Storm takes the snap. Delayed handoff to Sanders. He's got some room to run. He's at the 20, and he's going to be brought down right short of the 15-yard line. So, get up for a first down.
Right, moving the chains. It's a good start this half.
Now, Tin Man, this is the way we do it. Every time there's a first down, you say the score.
I like that.
First down, 39-12 is our score. 11 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Sheraton with a nice lead and knocking on the door for more. Twins left, Twins right. Sanders in the backfield with Storm. Storm on the counter to Eric Lang. Lang on the outside. How is it that I have known Derek all these years and I don't have a nickname for him?
He might need one.
He's going to need one. And he should have had one in basketball. I don't know. I got nothing.
I mean, I have a few nicknames for him. But
yeah, but nothing we can say on the radio. So, yeah. Of course, we're on the internet, so there's a little more.
Yeah, I mean, extended a little bit. All right, we do have Derek out wide here. Just back to pass.
Oh, are you kidding? Touchdown!
And who?
Number six.
Yes.
T.J. Hawkinson. Touchdown, Sheridan. Touchdown, T.J. Hawkinson. It's a Sellers Insurance touchdown. Makes it 45-12.
And we had T.J. right up the middle there. A little tight end.
He read the defense so well that I thought there's no way that was a complete pass.
He did a great job. You know, he looked off both of the corners there. And
there's the kick, and it's up, and it's no good.
Oh, no.
No good. So our score remains 45-12. And we were wanting to get 50 points, and I think we're going to get it.
I think we are, but I don't think we're going to hold them to zero.
Okay, so now we got do the math with me. That's a 33-point lead, right?
Yes.
And it goes to a running clock at 35.
Oh, does it? Okay.
So we're not to that yet, but we're on our way.
Mark, how long have you been doing the radio?
I want to say about 12 years.
12 years, okay.
Wasn't
sure. I knew it had to be at least 10.
It's been a while. When did you graduate?
I graduated in 09.
I know when... Kobe Wilson was quarterback early in
05, maybe, probably...
Yeah, it was before that, too, so it's been about 12 years.
Okay.
And there was a couple years off there. Yep. It was the kick. And picked up at about the 20-yard line, 25 still on her feet, and brought down on the far side, number 57 and number 27. And number 33. 57 is Chase Altenhoffen. 27, Kobe Root. Right, Richmond. I always call him, seriously, in class, I always give him such a bad
name.
Reichman. Good German name. Like Felderman.
What
kind of name is Lang?
Kind of sounds Chinese, but I'm not sure.
This. Well, snap, he picks it up.
Oh, the one-handed catch.
What a beautiful one-handed catch, but brought down, good defense.
Aaron Kane, I think.
Yeah, it was Aaron Kane. And number 26 for Seidel.
Tough to find here.
I think we've got
Grant Sherman.
Back yeah, that was a kid. Beautiful catch.
Oh,
that was a beautiful. He just reached out there and
second one. Second one-handed catch.
You know, and we're seeing Storm playing both ways this entire game with that high
ankle
sprain.
Yeah.
Is the long count.
Yep.
And again takes it up the middle, and he stays on his feet. In fact, it was blew it dead. Cohen, again, and number 10.
That was Bradley Cutler. Yeah, ball nearly came out there. Whistle beat it to the punch the second before. All right, so that's going to bring up third down here in about 5 yards.
9 minutes, 3 seconds left to play. 42 in the third quarter. 42-12 is our score.
45-12.
What did I say?
I don't know.
What did I say? 45-12.
Pretty good. 3 out of that. I don't know.
And right down again, number 10. Nice.
Bradley Kretzinger.
Brad Kretzinger. Bradley with a good play there. You know, in honor of the Hawkeyes versus Cyclones game, I'm going to make a recommendation for a book for you, seriously.
A book?
Yeah, a book.
Okay.
It's called High Porch Picnic. It's a biography of Hayden Fry.
Okay.
And it is fabulous. It is a really, really good
game. Oh, yeah.
Pick that up. Here we go. Here's the punt. This guy is a punter. Look, low punts, but holy cow. Picked up by Lang at the 20. He brings it to the near side to the 25 to 30. He's still on his feet across the 35 to the 36. Derek Air Lang.
That doesn't work.
Doesn't fall. I tried. Yeah, ran it up to the flagpole. Nobody saluted. Put it on the menu. Nobody ordered it. But did you know this, seriously? That, you know, here in Iowa, we've had integrated schools and integrated football forever. I mean, Jack Trice.
Yeah.
Enough said on that. Hang on. Here we go. We got a full house backfield. And they're going to hand off up the middle.
Yeah.
And up the middle all the way to the 45, number 34.
Cody Stevenson, it looks like.
Cody Stevenson, and he just put his head down, and he went.
Yeah.
That was great play.
Did that a few times last week, that same little play with Cody Stevenson, the fullback there.
But it wasn't until the 1960s that the Southwest Conference, which was like Texas A&M, mm-hmm. people like that, Arkansas, integrated and allowed black players on the in football. Hard to imagine it today.
Yeah.
Hand off up the middle to Sanders. He's at the 30.
Huge.
He's at the 35 and the 30 and brought down at about the 27-yard line into Eagle territory.
T.J. Hawkinson was a huge block on the outside there, too.
Incredible. Great play. First down for the Chargers, 45-12. But anyway, it was SMU that integrated the Southwest Conference. Who was the coach? It was Hayden Prime.
Yeah, I think
that's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Like tradition. And
he's a snapback and a handoff to Sanders. He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and dropped for maybe a yard loss. But I mean,
what year would that have been?
Oh, I'm going to say 65, 66.
Okay.
Something along that time. It's hard to imagine that it was that late.
It is.
Because Jack was in the 20s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
It is.
And, of course, I'm pretty sure it was Bear Bryant that the Southeast Conference, integrated the Southeast Conference.
Was it?
Hands it off up the middle to
great guys, great names.
Aaron Kane. You know, the other thing is, if you look at the family tree of coaches, of, you know, this person coached for this person went on, Hayden Fry is the patriarch of a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Really great coaches.
And
they're bringing out the chains to measure this. It's close enough for a possible first down that they're going to measure this.
Got Aaron Kane here and a quarterback now, I think. Yep. Well, it's going to be close. Looks like they might be
a little bit short.
A half yard short, maybe. Not even.
Yeah, tell you what, though, as you know, I moved up to Ankeny, and you live over on the west side now. And some of those people are downright mean.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped in at the gas station when first week I was living up there, and I said, how do you get down to 235? He said, try Weight Watchers.
That's good. I heard a similar Mandino joke like that. I wish I had written it down. It would have been a great time to.
Hand off. Oh, the middle, and he's got some room to run. He's across the 10 to the 9.
Fullback Cody Stevenson.
Cody Stevenson again.
And that's right up the field.
So some of the guys that aren't seeing a whole lot of action, ball carrying and stuff, are now in there, and they're racking up some points. And I'll tell you what, it'd be tempting to leave Quinn in there and let him rack up some records.
Oh, I was kind of thinking that in the back of my mind. Like, I would hate to be taken out right now, no matter, you know, it's good giving Aaron the experience, too. Aaron,
hand off up the middle again. And a few yards on that one goes to Dylan Sanders. Kent Farm Management leads the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and proud to be a supporter of Sheraton Charger football on KIIC. Tell you what, he ran the ball with the movement of a Ford Mustang. You can take a look at those Ford Mustangs at Sheraton Ford and Mercury at 124 South Main in Sheraton. Now here comes the pitch over to the right side. It's Sanders again. He's taken out of bounds at maybe the 8-yard line.
Taken down hard there, too.
Second down and goal from the 8. Hawkinson into the game. He's got 6 already tonight. I don't know what the record is, but.
We also got Quinn Storm here at receiver.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I think that's how they kind of do that when either Aaron's a quarterback, Quinn will be a receiver. Or
you can't keep Quinn out of the game.
No.
I mean, you just can't do it if you're the coach. Okay, here he is.
Oh, nice fake. The counter back the end zone to Hawkinson and just over his head.
Almost ran him into the timer stairs over there. I saved you one orange slice. Big, big, big crowd.
Yep.
I got a chance to take a break in the second quarter and go out and talk to a lot of people out there, and it's been great to be home.
Yep.
I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, it's always great coming back here, especially on Friday nights, get that feel again, and nothing like it. We got fourth down here, fourth and goal. That was about the 8-yard line.
Kane keeps himself, rolls to the left. He's going to tuck it. He's going to head to the end zone. Touchdown!
What a great keeper.
Aaron Kane, touchdown, Sheraton. Yellow! Orange slice. That's another Summers insurance touchdown.
Wow.
The Sheraton Chargers.
Aaron Kane just rolls out. He's looking for a couple of receivers in the end zone, decides to keep it, and just tucks his head and takes it in. Great decision.
Is it too early in the third quarter to be saying 3 in a row? You think I'm safe? The athletic director says we're safe. We can do this. Here's the kick. It's up. And it's good! Radigan with the yambo. Tack on. What a great night.
TJ Hawkinson decides to shed a touchdown there. Let somebody else.
Coach Kurt Smizer has the Chargers up and going.
Lucas County Health Center with the comprehensive therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
Edward Rodigan tees up the football with those green shoes. Did he go over and steal them from the from the other sideline here?
Can he do that?
Oh, look at this guy. He's got red shoes on for for the Eagles. Here's the kick.
That's
a low squibber. It's going to go all the way back. And it's just barely into the end zone.
That was sweet. Yeah, that was great. Took a great bounce. And if you can get that one.
Got to say hello to Veronica Foose, who I know is listening in. And my lovely wife, Becky Feldman, back in Ankeny, listening in right now.
Okay. I'm going to say hi to Gino Eglund. No, he's listening in right now.
There you go. There's more pictures of him on the internet than anybody else in the whole world.
Oh, he's a popular guy.
He is. No doubt. Every Sheraton athlete has his picture taken with him.
It's true.
It's the tradition. All right. First and 10 for Seydell. Sheraton now up by 40 points, 52-12. So that means we've got a running clock.
Yep.
Regardless of whether the ball goes out of bounds, and hardly any gain on that one, maybe a yard, and bring up a second down, and they're not moving, second down and 10. The only way that the clock is going to be stopped is with a timeout or an injury or a touchdown, a score.
Unless they know, Eagles say something about that, this game's going to speed up very quickly.
Yep. So, from the Twins left, wide right, one man in the backfield.
Summers takes a hand up, shovel pass, ball's on the ground, incomplete.
And that wasn't even close to anybody.
No, he didn't even look.
You know what I just realized these guys look like? As far as the uniform goes, you know, I said the Packers, but it's not.
No.
They look like the Marshall Thundering Herd.
Yeah. I see it, the white jerseys. The
white jerseys. The yellow stripe
kind
of throws it off. But yay.
All right.
So, Thurman's right again.
Back to 10. Gonna.
What is it, guys?
Derek Lang, right?
Is that Derek?
Yep. Derek was deflected, and Derek Lang was able to pick that up and take it for about extra 10 yards there. And so Chargers are going to take over on downs, take over here on about the 13-yard line.
We were mentioning that the band looked so good and sounded so good, and they were marching well and really good. And the band teacher down there, new teacher just graduated from UNI, Leah Schmidt. We have a time now. We have a injury on the field. Just what I was talking about. We'll stop the clock.
Yep.
Young man from Seidel's down. Anyway, at the end of the halftime, they doused her with a water thing. It was a cooler of water.
I saw them carrying that. I was like, why is the band carrying a water cooler?
Oh, you know what? I mean, and rightfully so. I mean,
yeah.
The band has kind of hit a victory point in their lives here. That's really been something to see and really, really neat.
A lot of kids out there. I mean.
And just doing a really, really nice job.
Yep.
Look at lots of cheerleaders.
Still, I mean, we're up 37.
Speaking of cheerleaders, they're waving up at us.
We're going to meet.
No, they're not. No, they're not. So now we're going to wind the clock again. And 3:06 left. First and 10 for Seidel. 52-12, 40-point lead for the Sheraton Chargers. The ball is marked on the 13-yard line, so 87 yards to go for a score for Seidel. They're going from our right to our left as we wind down the third quarter. We got in a running clock. Oh, excuse me. I said it was Seidel's ball. It's Sheraton's ball. The snap was well over the quarterback's head, but it was picked up.
I think that was Cody Stevens again.
It's Stevenson, big quarterback, and advanced it quite a ways. It was still a 10-yard loss, but that said, he could have been and he could have been picked up and run the other way for a touchdown.
That Cody Stevenson, he puts his head down. He's a smaller guy, but he's just.
He is a shark.
Yeah,
he's
a power runner.
I really, really like him. Nice kid.
Some new personnel in there here for the Chargers. Going to give it to Stevenson again.
On the line now.
Yeah, Kobe Richmond at receiver.
Dalton Schmierda is the center now.
Grant Shriver also in at receiver.
Riley Walters in there, tight end. And a handoff up the middle, Rick Pausch.
The carry there.
Under a minute and a half in the third quarter. And like I said, the running clock is going now. Going to bring up a fourth down and 16. But we're too far out for a field goal, and we're not definitely too close for a punt, so it's a four-down territory, depending on what they get.
We got double twins, man in motion. The give to the man in motion, that's
not going to go anywhere.
That's number 27, Kobe Richardson again. Not a lot of room to work with.
Kobe Richmond's a good football player, but he's going to be an outstanding basketball player.
Oh yeah,
basketball is his game, and it's really fun to watch him. I got to watch him play in a couple summer games. They came up to team camp at Ankeny.
Yeah,
at Faith Baptist Bible College where Willie plays. Which, by the way, this winter you got a little time. Come on up to Ankeny and see where we play with the Faith Eagles.
Definitely.
They've got a couple of All-State guys from Indiana, and they got somebody who's transferred from Montana. And so they're going to walk off the field here to end the quarter. So at the end of the third quarter of play, our score is 52-12. And Sheraton with a nice 40-point lead. And at the beginning of the game, man, we were saying, well, they scored 50 points twice against these guys. Wouldn't it be nice if they scored 50 points again?
Yeah.
Bingo, bango, bongo. We got 52-0 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they've looked good. I mean, just high power, just can't be slowed down as of yet. Community First, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at c1styleyourvoice.com or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hope you're enjoying our broadcast here on KIICradio.com. KIIC recently switched over to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal that we got at KIIC. Call Danielle. The phone number is 641. Did you get that? 641.
641, okay.
888. That's pretty easy. 0134. That is 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134.
All right, and we're back here. Citadel takes over on downs here. Start of the fourth quarter. Sheraton leads 52-12. The snap, and Somers takes off once again outside.
Holy cow.
A lot of room. The kid is fast. Aaron Kane brings him down on the outside. Good tackle.
For the first down, I believe.
Yep,
going to be close. Yep, first down.
Picks up about 11 yards on the play.
Running clock, 52-12, 40-point lead. First and 10 for Seidel with 11 minutes and 35 seconds left to play.
Sheraton Corners have really had their work cut out for them tonight. When that Summers gets out on the outside, it's kind of a one-on-one game there. And luckily, most of the time, they've been able to kind of step up, but Summers is dangerous. All right, Seidel takes a snap. Somers on the outside once again. Somers jumps over a couple defenders, and oh my,
again,
came about 15 on the play. Yeah, Derek Lane able to kind of force him inside a little bit, trying to keep him from getting outside too much so we can have a little bit of help coming in. But still, a 15-yard gain. Somers just moving the ball. Very well. All right, we got Somers back in shotgun again. We got a handoff up the middle. Yeah, we had Ethan Downing comes up and fills the hole quickly, and not much of a gain there for the Eagles.
That was about as sweet as candy from Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery Store in Candy, huh? Do you like that? And about as fresh as well. looking over to the side. They're not exactly worrying about the time ticking away here. I know, I'm kind of surprised. Pipers will ship anywhere, and they literally have shipped to all seven continents, which is pretty amazing.
All right, Sommers, the shuttle passing.
Oh, and that time it worked.
Oh, wow. Kind of a screen shovel pass there.
Quinn made the stop out there. Quinn Storm still in on defense.
Eagles going to pick up about 20 yards right there.
I do too, but yeah, I don't know. I like it when it works, but it sure looks bad early. So there you go. Dave Lang, our spotter up here tonight.
What a phenomenal job.
He is a phenom. He is a phenom. There's no question about it.
All right. Down to about 9 minutes of play here in the fourth quarter. Sheraton leads again, 52-12.
Under nine. Here's the handoff up the middle. And number 82 makes the big stop there.
It's Riley Walters.
Riley Walters, great kid.
The sophomore at the end of the game. And
your mom was taking your picture, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, she's taking my picture.
She tends to do that.
If she took my picture, it better be on Facebook. That's all I'm saying. Thanks.
All right.
Anyway, Tim Lilly's promised that I'd get some free pizza out of this deal, but no.
What? He's
taking it to the refs. Oh, what is that? That was an interesting play here.
Kind of a shot put pass out of bounds there.
All right, we need to do a better job of describing what's going on here. It brings up a third down and seven, ball on the 23 yards to go for a score for Seidel, which would slow this game back down again. Under 8 minutes to play. Seidel is not hurrying up at all. In fact, they're just pretty much letting the clock run to try to get done as much as they can. I think they'd like to bring it back down within 35 points, but they just as soon get done at the same time. So they're taking their time, and they've got a full house backfield, double tight with wide right, right, and wide left. The quarterback keeps the ball again, and he makes a move to the outside. And that kid has got some serious wheels.
He can't be stopped. I mean, we don't have an answer for him. I mean, I'd like to see the stats on that. We don't have him with us right now, but
tell me his name again.
Sommers.
First and goal, ball on the 8. 7 minutes left to play.
Yeah, Clayton Sommers is sitting here.
Clayton Sommers, and that kid, I mean, it'd be real interesting to see where he ends up. Because if he had more of a supporting cast, he could be doing some serious damage. And honestly, if he were a running back instead of a quarterback.
Yeah, but I mean,
they always obviously need him.
He's going
to keep himself, and he's going to in there, and he's not quite in the end zone yet, but he's getting closer.
Especially on a positive yardage, though. I mean,
if he gets in the end zone, the clock stops again. So
35 points, or
it's got to be less than, it's got to be 35 or more.
Okay.
Am I right on that? Because it's 40, and that'd be 33 or 6.
Yep.
It'd be a point short. Looking over to the sideline. You know, you've been around football a long time, Tim, man. Do you like the way that they bring it in from the sideline by everybody standing up looking over at the coach and they're making all kinds of. Do you want it run in from the sideline? What do you like?
I always loved it being just running from the side. And I played that year in just college. I mean, we did the sideline thing. That was okay.
Touchdown.
But it just, I don't know. It's a little more, sometimes you're a little more together and kind of on the same page and you're just in the huddle and break out like that. But I guess whatever works.
So touchdown, Seidel makes our score 58-18. That'll stop the clock again. We'll go back to a regular clock. Yeah, that's a good point, Dave. I just mentioned that, you know, everybody's getting some playing time tonight. And that's exciting, and that's fun for the kids.
It is.
And so in for the two-point conversion makes it 52-20.
All right.
There it is up on the board with 5:42:48 left to play.
Solid drive.
Bingham Construction, trust your next building project to the winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done.
Company you might heard of, may have heard of, Sheraton Hy-Vee. Your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee has weekly grocery specials to help make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle.
Chris Tucker Funeral Home is part of your community and part of your lives here in Sheraton. A proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Football on Thunder Country, KIIC, and your friendly community, Donovan family, Ben Franklin, on the north side of the Sheraton Square. $2 down from Piper's.
Ooh.
Piper's homemade candy and grocery is a onside kick, and it's fumbled, and it's still being rolled around, and I think it might end up.
It was in about five different guys' hands.
We're going to see. I think Seidel has it.
I do, too.
It is Seidel's ball. Seidel picks it up.
I was saying earlier, I think it's a little more wet and slippery out there than it looks from up here. We had a lot of rain earlier.
When we did the onside kick a little bit earlier, it got to that second row, and they fell on it. That's what you have to do on an onside kick.
Too many guys trying to pick it up and run, and you just really can't. You got to fall on it, secure the possession, and...
Exactly right.
All right, so Seidel Eagles taking over here. Down 32 points, about 5 minutes and 40 seconds left.
So pretty much the first string in for Seidel.
Jeez, there's Somers again, picking up another solid at least 9-10 yards.
Not quite a first down, but he's real close. He destroys him, bringing up a second down and one. 5.5 minutes left to play in this ball game. Sheraton 52, Seidel 20. But Seidel, with the onside kick, has the ball in Sheraton territory. 26 yards to go for a score. Somers from the shotgun. Twins right, wide left. Nice job of the long snap the whole day.
Somers.
Oh, he's going to go into
the end zone. Yeah, fakes the handoff, a little read, the end goes outside, keeps it himself, and just takes it for an easy touchdown.
26-yard touchdown with 5 minutes left to play. That makes our score 52-26, still a 26-point lead for the Chargers, and it may go down to 24. But the biggest lead that makes a difference is 13 points.
Okay, yeah.
In the district standings. So my daughter's coming in to tell me goodbye because she's going on that missions trip to Omaha tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
You want to say goodnight to Mom?
Good night, Mom.
Okay, have a good trip.
And have fun.
You too. Bye-bye. Gina Felderman with the cameo appearance here. And so, did they make? Yeah, they did. They missed the extra point. So it's 52-26 is our score. 26-point lead for the Chargers. A lot of people heading for the exits. Not so much on the Seidel side as they're saying, hey, we're finally having some fun over here again, scoring some points.
But got a nice crowd, though. I mean, geez.
Oh, yeah, it's a good crowd, and everybody having a good time.
Yeah, you got to think you're going to see another onside kick here. Keep it rolling for the Eagles.
So it looks like they probably, Sheraton has put more of a hands team up front. The good hands people.
It's their starting return team back in.
Here comes the, yep. And again, it's bouncing around, but this time, balled on. That's great English. Who came up with that over there?
Yeah, you're a government teacher. It's all right.
Who came up with that, Dave?
That was...
No, I think it was Charlie Palmer. If it wasn't, we'll say it was. Good job, Charlie.
Thanks. Another good onside kick, though.
Yes.
Put a lot of hop into it. And
see some nice young men down on the sideline yet, though. So.
Sharon's going to take a timeout here and
maybe do a little Larrington down there. You know, have you had the Hardee's Texas Thick Burger?
Oh,
smoky, juicy beef with jalapeno straws and barbecue smoked brisket and cheese all on a homemade bun. You buying afterwards?
Yeah,
down there. Sounds good. Grace Baptist Church, a proud supporter of Sheraton Charger football on Thunder Country, KIIC. You know, and Pastor St. Lawrence, coach here at Sheraton High School on the soccer team.
Yeah.
The cheerleaders are having a good time down there. They've been giving up on the whole pendulum thing after they got up so high because I don't think Mercedes could take any more of it.
It might get dangerous. All right, so Sheraton comes out here on first down. We got Kane at quarterback still.
Hand off to Dylan Sanders on the far side. He's going to get knocked out of bounds after about a 7-yard gain. They're bringing up a second down and 7.
Yep, looks like Sheraton's got most of their starters back in. Just to keep things moving here, I think.
Kane in at quarterback. Though 4 minutes, 50 seconds as the ball was out of bounds. 52-26, 66. Oh, we got a flag on the far side. I did not see that. So they kept the, we got a hold. No, we got a face mask. Who's it on? Which side there, Buckaroo? On Seidel. So they will mark off some yards there. It's a point of, a point foul. So from there, 7-yard gain, and then they'll go ahead 5 more. And it'll be 1st and 10 as they go down to, oh no, it's a 10-yard.
Yep.
Or is it a 15-yard? I think it's a 15-yard.
I do.
So that puts the ball on the 30,
what's it, 32?
31-yard line. 31 yards to go for a score. Kane barks out the signal, hands off up the middle to Stevenson. He carries down to the 31, pickup of just a little bit. It depends on what the spot is. Now, they're not going to give him anything there. In fact, no gain. 2nd down and 10. We're at Reynolds Field in Sheraton. Storm comes off on the sideline, the last of a fine athletic family. It's, we get this, the Storms have their last guy out there. The Langs have the last guy out there. I tell you what. Okay, we got a couple more years.
The Lang.
And he's off to the races. He's at the 15, the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. So he picks up 23 yards on that one.
Yeah, looks to kind of catch the Eagles up, you know, out of pocket there. Derek came out on the swing pass. A great pass by Kane and able to pick up about, what, 15 yards there?
So, no, I think that was a
20, maybe?
20, 23-yard gain. 3.5 minutes left to play in this one.
Uh-oh.
Fumble, the ball's on the ground, picked up by Seidel. The attempted handoff just kind of bounced right out and landed right in the defensive line, and they dropped on it, so it'll be
bummer.
Seidel's ball. That's too bad.
Running that counter. Man in motion, that's tough sometimes.
Kent Farm Management leads the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and proud to be a supporter of Sheraton Chargers on KIIC.
Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is part of your community and part of your lives here in Sheraton. Proud sponsor of the Sheraton Charger football on Thunder Country KIC.
There's the snap and a pass across the middle for Seidel. And we got a flag.
Maybe a late hit.
Well, I don't think that was a late hit.
Yeah, I don't.
What do we got? Unless somebody said something. Oh.
Yeah.
Roughing the passer. Okay, he got hit as he was releasing the ball.
That's why. Yeah, I saw them throw the flag when he was doing that. I didn't really understand. Yeah.
Well, there you go. 339 is the first down on that ball on the 24. 76 yards to go for a score for Seidel. 339 left to play. Sheridan up by 26. 52-26. First and 10. Full house backfield. Low snap at the quarterback. Summers picks it up, and he moves to the outside. And I've been saying this all night. He's still on his feet. He crosses the midfield. Oh, that's a fumble. And it's going to be picked up by Sheridan by Lang. Lang brings it the other way. He's at the 30 and the 35 and the 40 and the 50. And he's still on his feet. He's knocked out of bounds at the 42.
Wow.
Jeez. What a play. Great Hummus brings the ball down, cuts back and forth. Hawkinson comes around, slaps at him. I think it was Hawkinson.
Yeah, I think so.
And the ball got it bounced another 12 yards forward, right up into the arms of your brother. Derek picks it up, and the speedster that he was brought it back around our side, picked it up. I'm going to go 10, 20, 30, 35 yards at least on that return. And so Sheridan just about back to the
scrimmage.
John 3:16 left to play in this game. Sheridan up by 26. Hand off to Sanders, and he's going to go ahead for about a 4-yard gain. Going to bring up a second down and 6.
We got a flag on the play here.
Let's quit with the flags.
Something to do with the
game's over.
Yeah, I think 26 was a storm out here. Had a little.
So they're talking it over. You know, I don't think I've had a game go this far into the game without making a reference to Canadian football.
Okay.
And the LA Canadian football, the other officials, it was a face mask on Seidel, so they'll move it ahead. In Canadian football, the referee, the head man, wears a black hat while the other ones wear a white hat.
Really?
Just the exact opposite. And you heard the expression, you know, left throws up a red flag on something.
Yeah.
A red flag in Canadian football is our yellow flag. That's their penalty flag is a red flag in Canadian football. I love Canadian football. Grew up with watching it all the time. It was awesome.
I love Kurt Warner, so one of the greats.
Yeah, Kurt Warner never played Canadian football.
He didn't.
No, that was Arena Ball.
Arena.
Sorry.
No, he did for a year.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look it up.
Okay. Did Kurt Warner play Canadian football?
Look trivia of the night.
The Iowa quarterback Drew. Plays for the Stampeders.
Yep.
I can't come up with it. Never mind. Okay.
All right. So Sheridan here, second and about 4. Got the counter play to Richmond.
And he fumbled. And it's going to be bounced up there. It's going to be, are they going to say he's down? He's down. Okay, good. No, I'm looking it up. You call me.
I'm looking it up.
No, I'm looking it up.
Making me question myself, but I know.
Speaking of Arena Ball, I was disappointed to see that the Barnstormers are leaving the AFL and going to the IFL, the Indoor Football League.
That's too bad. Oh, we got the Stevenson up the middle. He's down about to the 12-yard line. He's going to pick up about a yard, and that's going to be a Sheridan first down.
First down, then you say the score. The time.
All right, so we got about a minute and a half left to play, certainly. 52-26.
So are you going to be back for next week's game?
I think so.
Closing? Okay, I think it's going to be you and Tim Miller.
Should be. All right.
Always a great combination.
Snap. Stevenson. Picks up a couple. It's going to try to run out the clock here. I should bring it.
I think I'm going to be seeing some eight-man football next week.
Are you really? Where?
I'm going to be at the Twin Cedars Seymour game.
Okay. Exciting.
A little PEI action there.
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm making an official visit to see a football game. I love my job.
You were made for this job.
I was made for this job. So, what do you want to do? I think I'm going to see a football game. Okay!
Yeah, we got Duquesne, back to snap, Richmond in motion. Gives it.
Oh, up the middle. I love it.
Blake Pausch with the carry.
First
nice
down.
Carry. Yeah, it's a first down.
Under a minute, under 30 seconds. Are they going to go for one more? No, sorry, first down.
There's not a yard shirt. Third down, about 16 seconds.
Are they going to go? I bet they don't.
It looks like they're going to try to get it off, maybe, or they're going to.
11 seconds? Nah. And that's going to be our final score. Our final score, Sheraton 52.
And your State Eagles 26.